Ow, that hurt.
Are you okay?
That was, where did that come from?
Came from my soul. Gabby!
Stop it.
Welcome to Straight Outta Nashville. What's up? I'm Zach.
And if you didn't know, I'm Gabby!
Gabby!
It's episode 20 of the show.
This is like a milestone. I've already got the vodka
ready
to pour.
I was going to say, we've barely said hello and you're already pouring the vodka. But we are celebrating, not only is it episode 20, we've got a very special guest on the show.
This is like our biggest show guest to date. It's the one and only Mr. Kane Brown is going to be on Straight Outta Nashville this week.
When I get that feeling. Just hearing like
Anyways,
sexy songs in my head.
How have you been?
How have I been since yesterday? Tickety boo, thanks, Zach. It's been another busy week. Well, I think we should because we've got things to toast, haven't we?
I'll give you a baby. Only,
yeah, thank you so much. Wait, how much have you got left? Have you poured yours?
Yeah, I poured
mine. Good.
Why are you smelling it? It smells the same every single time. It's vodka.
Had no dinner. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, wait, if you guys are listening with us and you're not driving, make sure you grab a drink with us so you can enjoy. We're much more funny when you're drunk.
Yes, that's
true. It's part of the culture of Straight Outta Nashville is drinking while
Cheers
we're doing the podcast.
Cheers to episode 20.
Cheers, boo. We made it.
And many more.
Hopefully, unless we get kicked off.
I'd want to tell you a fun titbit in case I forget because I just think this is great.
A titbit.
A titbit. Okay. Something that I was doing my music research for my show On The Rock. And you know Brendan Urie from Panic At The Disco?
Yeah.
So he was sharing this story that Dave Grohl, from the Foo Fighters, influenced Panic At The Disco's pre-show rituals. Panic At The Disco now do a double shot of vodka before every show they do. Well, I don't know if it's vodka. They do a double shot of something before every show, before they get on stage. Because Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters told him that's what they did.
So. See, I feel like we're right on trend here. So whenever people make fun of me for drinking vodka on the podcast, I'm like, I'm just trying to be like Dave Grohl and Brendan Urie, yo. Like, successful people do it. Zach Woodward does it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think everybody should start their day of work with a shot of vodka.
Amen, honey.
Can't do it in one.
Hold I have on. To say,
Hold, please.
I think tequila is my new shot of choice. Gabby.
Well, let's discuss. Hang on.
It's like you're breathing fire from Game of Thrones.
Fire. I love having a shot of tequila. I'm still a little bit, my insides kind of flinch a little bit after our adventures in Key West.
Oh, and you're like 20 tequila shots?
Yes.
I had fun.
I know you did. I did until the next day. And then I wanted
Stop
to
Stop making
die.
Me laugh. My abs hurt.
However, I will say that since Key West, I haven't touched tequila until last night. And I had a whale of a time.
Yeah, we went to Willie Shaw, who you guys met last week on the podcast. We went to his showcase here in Nashville. Not only did we go, Gabby and I actually hosted it because he didn't really ask us. We just told him that we were going to. And since he was on the podcast, he couldn't say no.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, this is, I want you to say more things into existence because clearly it works.
Well, yeah, you have to just tell them what is happening.
Okay. Yeah. So we hosted the show at the Analog at the Hutton Hotel. I'd never been in before. It's classy, but yet seedy.
And like sexy and intimate.
Yeah. Yeah. Really
it kind of reminds me of like what I picture the Red Room looking like in 50 Shades of Grey, but without all the chains and whips. Gabby's face.
No.
So wait, what did you think of Willie when at a showcase? Go ahead. Tell me your brief overview, then I'll just give a quick synopsis of how Gabby was acting.
Well, how was I acting?
Oh, you want to know how you were acting? Gabby had one shot of tequila.
Okay, before we get into that, I'll be the music journalist that I am.
Okay.
And say this. I knew he was going to be good. I knew he was going to be great, actually, because he serenaded me in Key West. So when we went, I knew it was going to be a good show, yeah. But I didn't know how good a show it would be.
The energy was crazy.
He's like Bruno Mars meets Al Green
and
meets
John
the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
So he played for an hour, and half of his songs I think could be hits.
Oh, they're bangers.
Absolute bangers. Like, and he's a really charismatic stage man, There was nothing I did not like.
Uh-huh, I know there wasn't. So Gabby had one shot of tequila and came and sat next down to me and my boyfriend at the show. And Gabby...
Wait, no, excuse me. We did it on stage because...
Yes, we did do the shot on stage.
We introduced Willie to the crowd. We did a little, kind of like a quick Q&A.
Yeah.
So that people got to know him a little bit. It was full of industry people. And then he went on and did his thing.
Wait, before we even went on stage, they texted us and was like, can we please keep it PG because there's going to be a lot of industry people here. And they have clearly listened to the podcast before.
Yeah, they like censored us almost.
So
we
tried our best to be censored until Gabby at the very end was like, I have 5 words to describe you, Willie Shaw. My loins are on fire. And I was like, Gabby, we promised we would be calm, cool, and collected, and here you are.
The tequila took hold of me, and I was just like...
You wish somebody else would have taken hold of you.
I mean, a girl can dream.
So after we took the tequila shot on stage, we went and sat down, and we were watching the show, and Gabby is a dancing queen. She's just laughing, and she looks over at me, and she like whispers in my ear, and she goes... His pants are so tight.
Oh, my God, don't say this because he's probably going to listen.
You're welcome. She said, his pants are so tight, I'm staring at things that I probably shouldn't, and I think I like it.
Sorry, Willie. Sorry.
Then she just came into the studio today.
I don't make a habit of objectifying men, just an FYI.
It is what it is. Anyways, the show
was
amazing.
Oh, like you weren't thinking the same.
Oh, I wasn't.
And your boyfriend.
We both looked at each other like, what is happening here? Like, there are some really overly attractive people in one room right now. Like... When did this Nashville become this Nashville?
There were a lot of hot girls. I would say Willie's got his pick of the bunch there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including you.
Well, you know, number one, I hope.
Something like that.
Anyway, should we move on from the Willie chat?
Let's move on from the Willie chat.
Okay. Should we go straight into another hot mail then and let's talk about Kane Brown?
I feel like we should. You guys, the one and only Kane Brown here on Straight Outta Nashville.
It's Gabby, Zach, and we are delighted to have Kane Brown in the studio with us.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm great.
Glad to hear it.
Your talking voice is like really sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, ow.
Thank you for taking the time to come and see us because we know you've been like super busy. You have been playing to like such big crowds. What's the biggest crowd you've played to?
I'll probably say Stagecoach on the festival.
How
big's that?
Like 80,000.
Oh, no big deal.
NBD. Okay, so I actually went and saw one of your shows. I was in Huntsville. So I'm really really good friends with Raylan. And so we like drove down and saw the show when you guys were in Huntsville. And you have like way more energy on stage than almost any country artist I've ever seen. What do you do before the show to get you hyped up?
Nothing.
You don't even do push-ups or anything?
No, just chill. I think my fans drive me when I get on stage. They're really loud, and you know they bring so much energy. It makes me have energy.
Do you ever get nervous right before you walk on stage, like about to poop your pants?
Not anymore. I used to a lot, and then but now it's like when I get up there, I've learned that from like Aldean and FGL, you just kind of got to own the stage and have fun, and the more you have fun, the fans have fun.
That's right.
You've sure come a long way since posting the covers on social media, hey?
Yeah.
Wait, what was the very first cover you ever posted?
I want to say it was probably a Chris Young cover, but what got me started was I Don't Dance by Lee Bryce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick.
As you can hear in my voice, I'm from the UK. And so country music in general, it's starting to pick up, but it's not like the phenomenon it is here. And moving to Nashville for me 3 years ago was such an eye-opener. And it's taken me a bit of a moment to get into like listening to country music and even like how it's all about the storytelling. And your music grabbed me straight away. And it doesn't usually do that with an artist in country music. I have to kind of take my time listening to it and get to kind of know them. But I feel like you've kind of modernized country music and sort of put a fresh spin on it.
Oh,
so there you go. Have you been to the UK? Have you played shows over there?
I haven't. We've had like 3 chances to go and ended up being canceled for some odd reason. Which is cool though, because I feel like I'm establishing myself more.
Yeah.
So then when I go over there, hopefully people do know me.
Yeah.
But I heard y'all just got a radio station, a country radio
station.
We
did. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like people are starting to kind of finally pick up.
They're catching on.
They are catching up. Yeah. That's it.
So your latest album, Experiment, has like blown the up Like, I swear to God, I feel like you've sold a bazillion records and, like, all of your singles do really, really well. Which song on the album do you feel like you're most proud of?
I don't know. I was a big part in writing all the songs on this one, except for one, Live Forever. But I think Good As You and Homesick, which is going to be my next single, are my two favorites.
Literally, mm-hmm. Homesick makes me want to cry every single time I hear it, because it's damn
beautiful. Good. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Are you quite the romantic?
I try to be.
Yeah.
Every time you post something about your wife, it's like so romantic and like well written. I just feel like you are the ultimate romantic person.
Yeah.
Thank you. I try.
Yeah. How do you feel about chat up lines?
Oh, pickup lines?
Yeah. Pickup lines. Sorry, pickup lines. I just wanted to get, you know, Kane's perspective on my pickup lines.
I'm not very good on pickup lines.
You're not very good on pickup lines.
So wait, how did you pick up your wife then? Like, what was your first line you said to her?
Well, we met and through somebody we used to work with, and we went to Topgolf together, didn't say anything to each other.
Really?
You went to Topgolf? That was the first date?
Well, technically, we didn't know it was a date yet.
Oh.
We all went as friends. We didn't say nothing to each other.
Got you. Yeah.
And then after we left, I slid into her DMs.
You did?
Yeah.
Bow,
I feel
chicka,
so proud
wow,
of you.
Wow.
asked her to come to Nashville, and she's been here ever since.
I bet she literally like freaked out as soon as she saw that you DM'd her. Like,
nah, because she's not a country fan. So like, you know, she didn't know any of the artists or anybody when she came here. She was asking me like who Luke Bryan was. And
that's kind
everything.
Of adorable.
So now she knows everybody, mm-hmm. and she's friends with a lot of the wives.
Yeah.
She's just more of a pop person.
I honestly feel like they should start a reality show. Instead of, like, Real Housewives of Nashville, they should be, like, the wives of country stars of Nashville. I would watch that.
That'd be cool. I mean, because a lot of them are friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know it's talked about a lot about your kind of the rags-to-riches tale of Kane Brown, but there was just a really sort of poignant line that I was reading in a magazine online, how Kane Brown overcame poverty and prejudice to become the biggest thing in country. And I was like, what a powerful statement. I know you're someone that's always very humble and sort of remembers where they came from. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of songwriters in Nashville. Like, what advice would you give to anybody listening to this podcast that's, you know, got a dream like yours and is thinking there's just too many obstacles? Like,
I would just say, if you look at a lot of the people who, you know, came from nothing, a lot, everybody had obstacles. I had obstacles. Mm-hmm. I came to Nashville. Nashville told me no. You know,
Nashville told you no.
Yeah, the first time.
I hope you walk up and down Music Row with your middle finger up. Like, bitch, watch this.
Nah, yeah, I'm not
like
that
the Pretty Woman scene, you know, where she goes back with all the bags. Have you seen Pretty Woman?
No.
Oh, Kane, right, homework on the tour bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes into the store as a hooker and gets turned away, this fancy store. And then she goes back when she's been, like, kitted out with all the clothes from Richard Gere. And then she's like, big mistake, huge. I've
like,
got to go shopping now.
Yeah. His manager's over here shaking her head like, yes.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, she gets it. Anyway, yeah. So again, with your success, you had opportunities, like you turned down a basketball scholarship, you contemplated joining the army, but the neck tattoos were an issue. You made it into the US version of the X Factor, but quit when producers tried to rope you into being a boy band. Meanwhile, worrying about going into your overdraft if you treated yourself to a McDonald's. There was easier routes, right? That you kind of went, oh, I could take this and this could kind of, you know, I could have a career. But how did you have the sort of the motivation to go, that's not right for me? Like, no, I'm not going to be in a boy band, or I'll take the basketball route.
I know it sounds weird, but I feel like there was always a voice with me telling me what to do. Especially with the X Factor thing, I can remember back today when they asked me, it was something just saying, don't do it.
Really?
Yeah, so I just instead of not listening to it, I listened to it.
I have a lot of respect for you for that, because I feel like 90% of the people in Nashville that are trying to make it, that like if they're given the opportunity to be on a reality show that like, hey, we're going to put you in this boy band, we're going to put you on the show, they're going to say yes immediately. So like, bravo for being like, no.
No, thank you.
I'm good, boo.
Yeah. I just felt like it was, if it was meant to be, it would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another question about literally every single time I go to the gym and I listen to this Apple Spotify playlist, it plays Lost in the Middle of Nowhere with you and Becky G.
I'm sick.
Did you actually have to learn Spanish for that?
No, I cheated. my photographer's from Spain. So he would.
Oh, Alex.
Yeah, Alex.
I'm a stalker. It's fine.
No, you're good. he would pronounce the words, and I would write them in English as close as possible.
And then
I would just pronounce them like that.
That's amazing. Excellent. I was like, wow, you're like fluent in Spanish now.
Yeah.
So we only did it for like an hour.
Speaking of cheating, how did you once cheat on a maths test?
I used to have. Oh, actually, I was pretty good at math.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So how come you needed to cheat then?
Who said I cheated on math?
It's on the interweb somewhere. It must be true.
This is what Google has to say about you, Kane, is that you're a math test cheater.
Journalism at its finest right here.
I don't know. I do remember I did cheat a lot in school, though, but I would do this thing where my peripherals were good from sports.
Okay.
So, like, I could just, like...
Side glance. Know,
yeah, just see. And I'd always sit by the smartest person in class.
Hello, I literally did the same thing. My mom was like, how did you get all A's? I'm like, work smarter, not harder. I don't want to study all night long. What's wrong with you? Yeah.
Who's your favorite person in Nashville to go and write with?
Go and write with?
Yeah.
I have a couple. I have like a core group that I write with. Chase McGill, Shy Carter, Will Weatherly, Matt McGinn, Jordan Schmidt. And there's a couple more that's in that group, but they're all pretty new writers.
Right.
I remember I was three of their first number ones.
Oh, amazing.
So it's cool just to have newer people that, you know, have newer stuff to say and, you know, don't have 40 number ones. And I feel like we're a family and we're both new and we're helping each other out. So it's cool. Have that connection with somebody.
I like that. So have you had done the BMI number one parties?
Yeah,
fair few of those. I'm yet to go to one, but I know about them.
I literally feel like you've done everything on the entire planet because your career has just blown up over the past like year and a half. What is next on your bucket list? Like once you hit that token in life, you're like, okay, I made it.
I don't know. I don't really. My only bucket list thing is to be in the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game.
Okay.
Here we go.
Very weird, but that's like my go-to bucket list.
We should call somebody, make it happen.
Yeah.
I think it is, actually.
I was about to say, I don't know anybody, so I don't know who to call.
Yeah, I think it's happening next year.
That would be so sick. Cool. I'll be in the front row cheering you on. It's fine.
When you're working so much, what's your perfect day off? Like, what do you like to do?
I don't know. I love... We just moved into a new house. So I actually got acres and woods. So I love. You know,
is that because you're extending your brood?
What is brood?
The team. Is that? Okay. Going too British again. Team Kane Brown.
Yeah.
Because you're having a baby. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. So we ride four wheelers and I just put a paintball course in at my house.
I'm coming over. I just invited myself. I hope you know.
Yeah, come on.
Every time you get home from four, I'll be on the couch.
You've got a paintball. Can do paintball at your new place.
Yeah, yeah.
How many extra guns do you have?
I have 8 guns.
What's the rental fee?
Free.
Okay, good. I just had to know all these things before I go. Because I'm still like balling on a budget day, so if it's like $1.50 an hour, that's too much.
Okay.
So the first place you ever played music was in a cafe in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
What cafe was it?
Camp House, I think.
Camp House. Have you been in ever since and been like, hey, remember me?
You should go do a pop-up show.
I'm all right. It wasn't great. If it was a good experience, I'd have went back. There was like 140 people there.
So wait, what is this Marshmello and Kane Brown collab?
It's really cool actually. He wrote a song or his song Happier.
Yeah.
So, I love that song with Bastille.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, it's all about just happy stuff and my song's basically just like how I screwed up my whole life. But the one thing I got right was you.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, going back to the romance thing again.
I have goosebumps. Don't make me cry. I just put on fresh concealer. What is wrong with you?
I actually have a question for both of you because it was something I picked up on, again, like still quite new to the country world. How can people, especially fellas, when they're singing country, they kind of groan into the first song? It's like, Robin, like it's a thing.
Can you do that one more time, Gabby?
Give me a lyric. Give me something to say in it.
Baby, lock them doors.
Baby, lock them doors.
That was amazing.
But it is. It's kind of a country thing. It's like dudes like groan into the first bar.
It's just I think it's just the accent. Yeah.
Mine's bad. Like I can't. There's some things that I have trouble singing in a certain phrase because my accent or a word.
Right. Yeah. So you're grown. Yeah. So I just had to ask. I was like,
I was like, where are you going with this? I'm scared.
We've got some quick fire questions to do, haven't we, Zach?
Yep.
Okay, let me get mine. Have you got yours?
Yep.
Okay, I take my coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh. What do you drink? We also
he said
you
that so like sternly.
Yeah,
at me
we
as
offered
well.
Like vodka beforehand too, and you're like, nah. What do you drink?
I drink a lot of Gatorade. That's like my main two thing.
Okay.
Gatorade. And,
what flavor?
Doesn't matter.
I'm about to say the green apple is my jam. If it's not green apple, don't give it to me.
It's green apple was my thing for a while, but I think I drank it too much.
You burn out on it.
Yeah.
Morning or night person?
Definitely night.
Okay.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically morning too, because I don't go to sleep till like 5 or 6 a.m.
What in the hell?
Rock and roll.
I'm already at work by then.
Yeah.
Are you like Elvis? Because you know that saying Elvis has left the building is because he used to go in at night to record his like sessions.
I like to record all my stuff at night. 7 o'clock's usually my go-to to record.
And apparently that's what Elvis used to do as well. And he'd like, when people were coming into work in the morning, he'd be leaving and it'd be like, Elvis has left the building.
No. I didn't know that's why.
Every day is a school day with Gabby. Describe yourself as a teenager in 3 words.
Shy, competitive, and caring.
Aw. My best feature is fill in the blank.
My best feature?
Yeah.
Are we talking about body? Or
I
just like...
literally was like, I need to censor myself because in my brain, I'm like, I hope you say you're schlong.
Are we doing like body or...
Just either body
any,
or
anything. He's like, well, I've got so many. Which one?
No, because I don't want to. I don't like talking about myself. I must say, I care for people. I'll say caring again. Aww.
All right, then we'll allow it. When I dance, I look like.
I think I look good at dancing. I don't know. Though. It could be bad. I feel like a lot of people think they're good at dancing.
Okay.
What's the best piece of advice you've been given?
Be yourself.
Retweet.
The name of my favorite radio station is?
Straight Out of Nashville.
Oh, woo! God, you're hired. Yes. I think you should just be our personal co-host at all times.
Yeah.
Whenever you're not on the road. Or we'll just come on the road with you.
Come on.
You like how I just constantly invite myself into your life? Yeah. I'm like, sorry, you're stuck
God
with
love
me
a
now.
Trier, right?
What's the last thing you liked on social media?
A picture of Joel Embiid and a kid that wrote a letter to him because he was crying on TV.
Who?
For losing. He's a basketball player.
Oh.
And he just lost. It was a game series of 7. He lost the very last game on a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
And he was crying, and this little kid wrote him and was like, don't cry. Like, I've lost basketball games, too. You're my favorite basketball player.
Oh, my God,
player.
Shut up. That makes me want to cry. Everybody's yeah. just going to cry fest.
Just so emotional today.
I'm always emotional. I cried at, like, Undercover Boss the other day.
I'm just going to throw this in and see if you answer it. The name of my baby will be?
It will be, I can't say. I'm just kidding.
She was trying to catch
it's
you
close.
Off.
I tried.
Close. Yeah.
You got closer than anybody else did today.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, okay.
Last one for me. My favorite sound is?
My favorite sound is probably rain.
Oh,
ooh, that's
you
good.
You sleep really
that's
well
good.
To it.
Yeah.
Can you remember the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
Yeah.
How did you feel when you heard that song? And what was the song?
The song was my very first single that made it to number 37.
You sound so depressed about it.
Yeah, because that was one of my favorite songs. But we was me and Nikki, actually. We're going to another writing session. And I was leaving my apartment in the Gulch.
Okay.
And came on the radio.
You'd be fancy living in the Gulch.
I know. I was like,
pumped
damn,
and excited.
I just still can't believe that you've only been making music since 2015, considering that's like 4 years.
Yeah, it's
and you're so
fast.
Big. Yeah. And like,
I'm grateful.
Yeah, that just blows my mind. That's all.
Kane
congrats.
Brown, thank you so much for coming on Straight Out of Nashville. Literally, we're obsessed with you. I can't wait to come over and play paintball.
Yeah. Come on.
You're the best.
Thank y'all. Thanks for having me.
The one and only Kane Brown on Straight Out of Nashville, where we spill the tea on Music City.
Yeah, I love him so much. He was so cool and so sweet. Like,
yeah.
I've seen a lot of interviews where he's kind of like shy. Mm. And so I feel like we did a good job of cracking him towards the end.
If you go to our Instagram pages, then you'll be able to see some pictures. Like when we were walking down the corridor to where we get our pictures taken, I had a little chat with him. And he was a bit worried about sounding conceited about his best feature. And I was like, you said your best feature was being nice to people.
Yeah, how was that
even
conceited?
A feature, but...
I feel like it would have been conceited if he was like, my best feature is my big old dick. You know what I mean? That's conceited.
You
like,
have
I'm
to
just...
lower the tone, Zachary.
What?
You always have to lower the tone.
I'm not. You started it.
Wow.
You started the podcast with singing your little sexual song. You automatically turned my brain into that mood. So sorry, your fault. I refuse to take blame for anything.
I'm still drunk from the shot of vodka, so I don't have a good...
I should take another.
Yeah.
I'll just go and finish the bottle.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, he's really humble. I actually think he's a really nice guy. And
I feel like he's the kind of guy that I want to sit around and watch Netflix with and like just chill.
Netflix and chill.
Gabby, see, you pull this out of me. I didn't say that. I meant I want to like sit at the house on the couch with a big comfy blanket and just like chat and get to know him and like have a wine night while we're watching movies because I feel like he's just like so cool and humble.
Yeah.
With our clothes on.
Sure.
Oh my God. I'm done with you. So you've been working really hard on this podcast convention and they actually gave you like a promo code to let all of our listeners and like fans go to the podcast convention for free, honey, at the Music
That's
City
right.
Center in downtown Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So PodX is a new podcast convention that is coming to Nashville May 31st to June 2nd at Music City Center. It's bringing together networks, podcasters, and podcasts from true crime and politics to pop culture and storytelling all in one weekend. Explore the world of podcasts, experience panel discussions and live shows, learn from the experts, and expand your knowledge of the evolving art of podcasting, all at PodX. Usually it would cost about $200 to go for the weekend.
What the hell?
Yes. But I have a code, guys, that if you put it into the checkout, and the website is podx.com, you can go for free.
What's the code, boo? I'm writing it down.
All capital letters, PXCOMP.
Oh, PX comp.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right. So, yeah.
Are you going to be there?
Abso-frickin-lutely.
That's right. We can go network. You guys can come hang out, take a picture, you know, look for at Radio Gabby while you're at the PodX convention.
Just me? Not you?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
You're such a dick.
I like making you do things on your own so I can lay in the bed for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite hobby without using my debit card is laying in the bed.
Well, so then you don't want to come later on the Saturday to the polo with me?
What's a polo?
Polo, the horses. Like you guys, there's an event, the steeplechasing.
Yeah.
So polo, like, it is pretty English. Like it's a sport for well-to-do people. And Franklin Polo Academy is a place where you can watch games happen. And there's an evening one on June 1st.
I can't go.
Why?
Because I'm hosting Taste of Music City at Public Square Park on Saturday night. What? So sorry, Gabs.
Okay.
We need to reschedule the polo because I want to ride a horse.
Reschedule. I don't think I can do that, but there are other games. And you can ride a horse if you like because they do have a horse that you can have a little go on.
I got to wait for my butt to heal and then we can ride a horse.
Oh, geez. Anyway, this polo guy's in Franklin. It's a really fun day out. I think it's like $10 for a ticket if you want to go in. And I do the music for it. I literally score the game.
You score the game?
I score the game, and I like to put my own spin on it. So, you know, when they're playing, I do, can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Okay.
And fun stuff.
Wait,
like
I'm really just so confused about what the game is. The polo, they race around on horses?
So the guys are on horses. You've got two teams, and then they've got, like, the big sort of sticks.
Oh, it's like hockey on a horse.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing
okay.
it, actually. Yes.
But got like, it.
You know, the grounds are stunning, and I'm in the watchtower with the commentator.
Do you wear a big hat?
Well, I don't because I'm DJing, but some people do. Some people are a bit more understated, but some people dress up.
I feel like you're supposed to dress super fancy.
Traditionally, you are.
Okay, so should we go? Wow. The vodka. I haven't even taken my second shot yet. Somebody help me, please. Help me for myself. Should we go into That's My Jam?
That's my jam. Yeah, what you got?
Okay, so I've been obsessed with Lizzo for a while. A couple weeks ago, Lizzo
Juice. Really?
Shocker. Lizzo Juice was my jam like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. This week, she has a new song out called Truth Hurts, and that shit is bomb.com.org.net.edu.gov. It's so good.
Holy moly, let's hear it.
Yeah, it's Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. Share cool press, get you out of my hair.
Gabs, what's your jam for the week?
Well, as you know, I had my friend from the UK come and stay for a few days. So I said to her, okay, hit me up with the latest, you know, who's top of the charts in the music world right now.
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God, in England, everybody is going absolutely mental for this song called Boasty. It's by Wiley, Stefflon Don, Sean Paul and Idris Elba.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Wiley.
Wiley?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Sean Paul.
I know Sean Paul.
Okay. Idris Elba.
I don't know who that is.
The actor. Anyway.
All I know is Miley Cyrus and Lizzo. That's about it.
Okay.
Okay, let me hear it and I'll tell you how I feel.
Okay.
Bossy. Bossy. Godfather. Man a OG. Man a half humble. Man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy. House on the post G. My money so long it doesn't know me. Just looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
Ayo, Sean.
Hey.
Gabs, you know what that reminds me of?
Yes.
I feel like I'm at a really cool EDM nightclub. Like, yeah. I approve this message. And the girl kind of reminded me of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, sis, get it. And
Boasty.
Well, there's our jams for the week. If you guys want to listen to the whole thing, make sure you look it up on like Apple Music or Spotify or whatever.
Yep, yep. What have you been up to since? Because I've been distracted with my friend for the last weekend. And I feel like you've probably been up to stuff and you've not told me yet what that is. What in the hell were you doing?
So our coworker and one of my best friends, Robin, who works at the radio station with us, it was her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally planned like a 4-day extravaganza. So like Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday night, she had something planned for us to do for the entire weekend. So
How old was she?
28.
Well, that's not like a landmark.
No, it's just you just turned 28. So clearly she loves celebrating her birthday. So
clearly,
we did.
Clearly.
We celebrated. I was hammered every single night. And then the worst part that happened was after we went out for her birthday dinner Monday night, which I didn't even drink. Mm. And we went to this little vegetarian vegan restaurant. It was okay. You know, I'm a meatitarian, so I love me some like steak.
Sounds like I would have liked this place.
Yeah, it would have been right up your alley.
What's it called?
Sunflower Cafe.
Aww.
Like, it was actually pretty good. Like, I had a cheese and mushroom quesadilla or something. So then I went home Monday night and I like went to sleep, and then I woke up Tuesday morning at 1 a.m. with the worst pains in my stomach on the entire planet. Like, I woke up, started shitting my fucking brains out. I threw up for 7 hours straight. Like, I felt so bad for my boyfriend because I sent him to Walmart at 3 a.m. to go get me Pedialyte, Sprite, ginger ale, and baby wipes because it hurt to wipe my butt. Like, it was...
Oh, my God.
It was really, really dramatic. And so I went to, like, the walk-in...
Sounds like food poisoning.
I went to the walk-in clinic, and I was like, what is happening to me? Apparently, there was, like, a 12-hour bug going around that, like, a stomach bug. So, basically, I had a stomach virus that emptied everything out of my stomach. The only good news is that I lost, like, 6 pounds in a day because I literally just shit and threw it up. I feel so skinny. That's why I say, don't make me laugh, because my abs are sore from barfing.
Ew.
Yeah,
that
so that's
nasty.
That's what I've been up to, Gabby. Truly thriving and living my best life here. I feel like I've been hit by a semi-truck. Welcome.
Oh. Well, I hope you don't pass anything on to me.
I'll try my best.
Thanks for air kissing me there.
Keep your tongue to yourself.
Okay, I'll try. Well, I took, because you know what it's like when a friend comes into town, you've got to do the hosting thing, right? So I haven't stopped. I'm knackered, which means tired, guys.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So we did my favorite place, first of all, the farmer's market. I just
love
it. It's my like
love
zen.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So I took her to the farmer's market on the Saturday, and then we went to Franklin and did all the nicey nice stuff, Green Hills for the bit of shopping at the mall. And then we went to what has now become my favorite new bar in Nashville, Pearl Diver.
I haven't been yet, but everybody talks about it. What is it like?
It's kind of got a like nod to the 80s in terms of not just the music, but like the layout. It's It's not swanky, but it's new. They've just nailed it in terms of the vibe.
Okay.
Because, you know, in East Nashville, you can go to places, and East Nashville is like the cool hipster place to be.
So they say.
And so, yeah, so it's sometimes it, you know, you feel that air of like snobbery.
Cause yeah.
Because we're, you know.
Because it's supposed to be cool. So the cool, quote unquote, cool people go there.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Whereas this place, Pearl Diver, is loads of fun. The people in there are great. The barmen were so skilled. It's known for its cocktails.
Were they hot?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay.
1,000,000%. Yeah. And they were loads of fun as well. Like, we had such a giggle with them. We were supposed to go to Sparkle City afterwards, but then we ended up staying in Pearl Diver till like 2 a.m.
Oh,
because it was just
Gina.
So much fun, and they were giving us free shots.
Really?
Thank you, barman.
What were you doing for a free shot, Gabby?
You know, just leaning over the bar and...
Were you wearing a bra?
Absolutely. They wouldn't have given me free shots if I weren't.
Because they would have been down to your belly button?
Yeah, I'd have been like kicking them back over my shoulders.
Oh, stop making me laugh.
So we went to Pearl Diver and that was fun. And then on the Sunday, oh my God, I went to the Tennessee Renaissance Festival and it was so much fun.
Wait, did you love it?
I loved it so much. I made friends with an elf.
Oh.
I treated myself to a crown. When you have like put a crown on, I was coronated. The guy like made me like lift my head down and like place this crown on my head, and it fit me. It was like Cinderella.
You
in the
truly made it in life.
Yeah, if you go to my Instagram page at Radio Gabby, you can see me in the crown. I was like, I feel more regal already. All hail Princess Gabby.
That's right. So wait, I know you're a vegetarian. Is Babs a vegetarian?
No.
Did she get a big old turkey leg? Because that's the thing here at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah,
so you're supposed to get a big old turkey leg and eat it like corn on the cob.
I know, right. Yeah, no, there was, but a lot of people were. I did see that. So many people dressed up. Next year, I am going as either a wench or a fairy.
You told me that you were dressing up. I'm disappointed that you didn't.
But so many people dressed up as like people from Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones or like.
Thanks for letting me down, Gabs.
Well, listen, next year I'm going all out.
Also, where's your crown?
See, I was at my other job in East Nashville and I didn't bring it with me.
Bring it next week.
Epic
or
fail.
Else.
I'm going to wear my crown. Honestly, like when you once you wear a crown, that's it.
Do you feel like a different woman?
I feel naked without it.
That's like me with glitter or like velvet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Well, we haven't done Gift of the Gab in a while.
It's been quite a minute.
Yeah, I feel like we should wrap up this show with a juicy Gift of the Gab. So for any new listeners, Gift of the Gab is where Zach puts my blagging skills to the test. Obviously, you can hear I'm from the UK, and people in the South tend to believe a lot of, well, why wouldn't you believe what we say? But you can actually articulate it better. You feel like British people...
I feel like they're a little bit more intelligent just because of the way that they speak. And you can't really say no because you don't feel like they understand the Southern culture. So
yeah.
You're like, yes, whatever you want. Yes, yes, we can do that. So I feel like we should call Willie Shaw and you should ask him on a date.
I'm absolutely not doing
Gabby,
that.
Gabby, call him
absolutely
and ask him on a date.
It.
This is the Gift of the Gab. You said.
Are you making me blush?
Yes,
you're making me blush.
I'm in charge of Gift of the Gab. That means you have to do it.
No, please don't make
yep,
me do
it's
that.
Happening.
Please don't. Do you even have Willie's number?
Yes.
Shut up. Why do you have his number?
Are you jealous?
Yeah.
You're about to. Once we call him.
No.
Wait, if we do Gift of the Gab, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Because he already knows you.
Yeah. Okay, so that's dodged a bullet there, guys.
You're very lucky today.
Okay, moving on then.
Hey, hey. Woo! That was gorgeous.
Okay, Zach, what's my challenge for this week then? Hit me.
Okay, so you have been a famous actor. You have been part of the royal family's tribe. All of these things for Gift of the Gab. And so mm-hmm. this week, I feel like you should be a famous author.
Ooh, okay.
The one and only J.K. Rowling. You have to play the part like you have a book script that you want turned into a reality TV show.
Totally.
Here
I can do that.
In Nashville. You have to convince the people at CMT that they should pick up this show.
Oh, I'm phoning CMT to pitch.
We're calling CMT to pitch a TV show, a reality TV show from J.K. Rowling.
Brilliant. Have you got the number?
Yep.
Thank you for calling CMT. How may I direct your call?
Oh, hello. I have a TV script to pitch. Who would be the right person to speak to, please?
I can transfer you to our viewer services line.
To whose line, sorry?
The viewer services line.
Okay, thank you.
Just a moment.
What is a viewer service?
No idea. We're going to find out.
Thank you for calling CMT Viewer Services. We welcome your comments and feedback. Please leave your name, number, and message after the beep.
Absolutely not.
Why do they make it so difficult?
Okay, CMT, epic fail.
Yeah, total flop. So let's try some random production companies throughout Nashville. Google, here we come.
RFDTV. TV station. Why does nobody answer the fucking phone in Nashville?
Ever. I'm pissed.
RFD TV.
Oh, hello. I have a TV show to pitch. My name's J.K. Rowling. Who would I speak to, please?
Let's see. You would need to speak with our content officer, and he is out today.
Okay, could you tell me this? Do you produce TV series, like loosely based reality TV series?
Yes, we do.
You do? Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we just won a Telly Award for two of them.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
So there's nobody else I could speak to today. It's got to be this chap.
Yeah, he's the guy to talk to.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Hello, this is Chris.
Oh, hi. Is that Bullhorn Productions?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hello. Do you produce reality TV shows?
No, we do mostly corporate and marketing material. We don't do reality.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks anyway.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I just want you to go straight into it next time. They have no option to say no. Give them no mercy. Okay.
TNDB.
TNDB.
Excellent. My name's J.K. Rowling. I have a TV script to pitch, and I'd love to tell you about it, if that's okay.
We don't produce TV shows.
You don't?
We don't.
No TV shows. What do you produce?
We have a series of mobile trucks.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
My bad. Zach!
It said, look, TV production services in Nashville.
It's the trucks.
Here's my last one.
Lucasfilm. Oh, it's permanently closed. No idea even who we're phoning right now.
Hello. You have reached Steve Sam Productions. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you just as soon as we can.
God.
Thanks, Sam. Have a great day.
Fuck.
I think people are on to us. Wait, is this a production company?
It is. Okay. If these people don't answer, I'm going to be mad.
Uh-oh. Feel the wrath.
Hi, this is Taylor Pass, owner of Pass Communications. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Hola, te ha comunicado con Sheila Paz, dueña de Pass Communications.
Fucking life.
Please state your name after the tone.
Oh, my God.
And Google Voice will try to connect you.
Why is it so hard to get through to somebody, Zach?
I don't know why, but I feel like this is a Nashville trend that nobody answers the fucking phone here. I'm like, why do you pay your cell phone bill every single month if you don't even answer it or use it? What are you doing with your phone?
Maybe the studio line's now been blacklisted across the city.
Probably for the best.
Because people have heard about our pranks. What are we going to do?
The only thing that I can think of is like Skyway Studios. That's where they film Pickler and Ben here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's try it, I guess.
All right. Later.
Good morning, Skyway Studios.
Oh, good morning. My name is J.K. Rowling. I have a TV script to pitch, and I've been recommended your company to do that. Can I chat to you about it, please?
You have a screen pitch?
Yeah, I've written quite a few books, and now I've written my first TV series. It's based in Nashville. It's about four young women. The lead character is called Sally Madclaw, and it's called Sex and the Music City. And I would love to sit down with one of your producers and talk about it more.
We do productions here, but you're wanting to pitch it to somebody. That's not something we would do the production.
You wouldn't do the production.
So, I mean, we don't have anybody here for you to pitch something to but we would do. We have the studios to do productions, but we don't take pitches. And
oh, so you're more like for the set as
yeah,
opposed
that's
to
that's what we are. Yeah,
the actual.
For the set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Can you recommend any production? Because I don't know if you've read any of the Harry Potter books. They're my most successful publications. But this is new territory for me in terms of delving into scripted TV series. And because it's based in Nashville, I want to exec produce it. So can you recommend any companies that I could perhaps talk to?
I can get your name and number and email address and ask around and get back with you. I personally do not have any.
Okay.
Anyone that I could recommend.
Off the top of your head, I
surely ask.
Well, because I'm in the public eye, I don't give my phone number out, but I'm happy to share my email.
Okay, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Okay, it's j.k.rowling@harrypotterrules.com.
Okay, and your name is J.K.? It's R-O-L-I-N-G, Rowling?
J.K. Rowling, R-O-W-L-I-N-G, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see what I can find out.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Mm-hmm, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gabs, that was so good.
I feel really bad. I mean, j.k.rowling@harrypotterrules.
I know, she was so sweet. I kind of felt bad for her. And I feel like this...
She's going to send me an email, isn't she?
Yes, she is. So I feel like this gift of the gab didn't go as well as planned.
I didn't get through to the right person, did
I? No.
I really believed I was J.K. Rowling when I was talking to you, Emma. Clearly has not read any J.K.
Rowling.
She's
never heard of J.K. Rowling, clearly.
She's going to be talking to her colleagues going, I've just spoken to a J.K. Rowling.
They're
going to
freak out. I wish you would have given them like your real number so that she could call back.
Yeah, but then if any like number I didn't have stored in my phone rung, I'd have to keep it going all day and be like,
oh, yeah.
Hello, this is J.K. Rowling.
Answering every single unknown number. In your J.K. Rowling accent. Good job.
Another random gift of the gab for you. We've not done one in a while
because
we've been so busy.
It didn't do well, so we got to think of a really good one next week.
Yeah, so next week on the show, We're continuing with our country theme.
Yeah, we have Ty Herndon coming on the show. He is hosting a Love and Acceptance show here in Nashville during CMA Fest. So he's going to come and talk about like being a gay out country singer in the industry. It's going to be really cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. I can't believe CMA Fest is so close.
Literally like, right around the corner. I can't wait to go.
I know. You're going to be busy.
I'm going to be in the midst of it all, honey.
Yeah, you are. And we're going to do a show from Broadway.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are going to do that. Whatever Gabby says goes. She's the boss here. Well, there's Straight Out of Nashville, episode 20. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe, review, share it with all your friends and family. Kane Brown, thank you so much for being on the episode this week. We love you so much.
Yes. We'll see you all next week.